Welcome to Behind the Scenes, the segment where I get to interview some very talented people. Right now, you're listening to a great cover by a good friend of mine, Max Trigg. Max is one of the best drummers I know. His love for music is extremely admirable, and today I'm so excited to be able to talk to him about all things music. Hi, Max.
Hi, Charlotte.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm really excited to be interviewing you, and I think this is really fun to be able to have a friend of mine on here doing this.
Yeah. No, it's good to be
Well, yeah. Let's get straight into it. Music is a great passion of yours.
Yes.
Where did it stem from?
I started when I was really young with piano. Mm. Like, I don't know, when I was
As every kid does.
Five, yeah, something like that. My parents just wanted to, you know, find a child prodigy maybe, I guess. I don't know. But yeah, started off with piano. My dad used to play it, I think, in school or something. Mm. They just, I don't know, wanted me to learn something.
Love that.
And yeah, so that's how music started, I guess. It was always in my household.
Mm.
Listening to music in the car, whenever, like, all the family's in the car or anything. But yeah, then around maybe year four or something, I don't know, I think I was pretty ADHD. Because I was always tapping on the tables.
All the creatives are just like, say ADHD.
I needed an outlet, I think. And my year four teacher went to my parents on like parent-teacher interview or something, being like, you need to get this little kid drum lessons or something. Because obviously piano's not doing it for
just
him.
Just tapping the tables every 5 seconds?
Yeah, literally. I got in trouble quite a lot for it. So I think that's where the drumming side of things came in.
Yeah, I love that. That's great. Have you got any great influences that you look up to? Like, what made you sort of think, like, that's what I need to be doing in my life?
Mm. I reckon, in primary school, I was definitely taking after kind of older rock influences.
Mm.
Like, my uncle's really was, like, really big, mm-hmm. Like, into the music scene, I guess.
Yeah.
He, like, used to roadie and tour manage, and he had a love for heavy metal, which is not what my dad really listened to, but I connected to it a lot.
Yeah.
So he loves bands like Metallica and AC/DC. And I remember a CD I got on my, like, I don't know, 10th birthday, maybe. Mm. It was AC/DC live set. I forgot where, but I used to watch it all the time. And I was like, oh, being a rock star would be one of the coolest things ever.
I feel like music is always something that, like, your family really brings you into. I know with my dad, I listened to a lot when I was younger. And it's a great influence to have that, like, from your family and get you into music, which is really fun. And it's really special that they brought you into it.
Yeah.
You have played live before. Like, how do you prepare for that? How do you sort of get into that mentality of being like, okay, I'm going to go on stage and play?
That's a tough one because there's no really set thing. Like, I remember I had to fill in for a open mic set night, and it was, you know, acts of comedy and like country singers, and then there was this metal bands that I knew, and they're like, oh, we need a drummer. I was like, okay, cool.
Perfect.
Send me the music. 2 weeks out,
get
hardest songs I've ever had to play. Like, it was rough, and I was still learning the songs on the way to the gig in the car, unloading the gear from my car, just in my headphones, always listening to the music, and you know, you're going to make mistakes either way.
Yeah.
Don't let it get to you.
Of course. Just,
yeah. I think someone did record that concert. I don't have the footage, but I know there's definitely some mistakes in there. But you just don't think about the mistakes. Just keep playing, keep the time, and just have fun. Like, it's music.
Somewhere.
It's It's what I want to do. So if you don't have love for it, then.
Exactly right. Well, are there any sort of like drummers or bands that you'd want to collaborate with one day? Like, what's the biggest dream sort of for you?
I could go on. Like, this is the part where I ramble. No, but
you're going for 20 minutes. This guy, this
yeah,
guy.
Yeah, this guy, like pretty much anyone. No.
No.
One of my biggest idols and influences I would love to work with, do anything with, even chat to again. Such a legend, Dan Fenari, the drummer of Polaris, which are Sydney metalcore band.
Yes.
The drummer and bassist went to Trinity, where I went to school, before I was there.
Lovely.
Crazy coincidence.
Yeah.
I met Dan Fenari. It is a sign. Yeah, two metal drummers coming out of one school. Hopefully.
You'll get there. Don't worry.
Thanks. I met him when, I think it was year 11, Battle of the Bands. he was the judge, and it was like the first year he was the judge.
So
it was
cool.
The first year I entered.
Because
Earlier on, like, I actually did quit drums for quite a while.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't even know.
Yeah. Most of high school from like year 7 to year 11.
Wow.
Yeah. Because my drum teacher passed away and just, yeah, that sucked.
Yeah.
But yeah, I met Dan Finari that year. I got back into it because I found some mates who also liked metal.
Mm.
Very uncommon in a Christian private school.
Yeah.
Entered Battle of the Bands, and that year just so happened to be Dan Finari was the judge.
That's so
cool. Me and my mate Steve-O, the guitarist in the band that I was playing with, we fanboyed pretty hard, and we talked to him for like 2 or 3 hours after the show. But he is one of like the nicest people I've ever met, and that is like pretty rare in the music industry.
Yeah.
Like I haven't been that much into the music industry to like, you know, have a in-depth opinion about it, but like the few shows that I've worked on, there are quite a lot of
rude people.
We'll put it nicely.
We'll
rude
say
people.
That.
Yeah.
We'll say that.
But Dan Finari is like, I don't know. He's a prime example of you don't lose your humanity in the music industry if you're
a
good person.
Yeah.
So yeah, he is definitely a dream collaboration.
For sure. Well, finally, what's one piece of advice that you'd give for any aspiring drummers? Anyone who's like you, who's growing up thinking, I wanna be on stage one day. I wanna do that. What's something that you would say to them growing up as well?
Practice every day.
Just keep going.
Yeah, there's the one thing I wish I did was to keep it going. Like, falling out of love with it happens, but if I didn't quit for a good 5 years, I reckon I'd be somewhere better than I am now in drumming.
Yeah.
Somewhat like, you know, doing more with it. Which I'm working on, but yeah, just never quit.
I know it's
so cliche, but never quit. Practice every day, get your technique down early, and keep your backbeat strong. That's what
great.
Dan Finari wrote on the snare drum head I got him to sign
that's
for me.
Beautiful.
Keep your backbeat strong, because that will get you through any piece of music you do, jazz, metal, pop, reggae, anything.
I love it. Yeah. Thank you so much for coming on
Thank
and
you.
Talking about your experience. I appreciate it very, very much.
Thank you.
Thanks.